Close your eyes, relax your body, and quiet your thoughts with some deep, slow breaths. Inhale deeply and exhale just as deeply. Letting the rhythm of your breath take your attention inward. Let your sense of identification shift from the small self of your personality and body to your spiritual higher self. Imagine yourself as so much more than your body, your thoughts, your emotions, and personal history. Recognize yourself to be a beautiful, radiant being of light. And see the higher selves of other students in this program now joining you. We've all gathered beyond the illusionary limits of space and time in a magnificent sacred arena in the spiritual realm. Together, we form a powerful circle of healing and support. First, you see those who are currently in this program. And then, because in the spiritual realm, time is illusionary, you also see the lights of all the souls who have in the past and will in the future gather in this circle created by our intent. Recognize how much stronger we are together than separately. It's not necessary that we ever meet face to face. Our joined intentions are enough to quicken our growth, awaken our intuition, and amplify our healing power. What has seemed difficult in the past will come more easily now. So take a moment to feel the energy of the circle building. And now picture a beautiful shining light at your heart. And at the heart of every person in our circle, imagine us all, many souls, past, present, and future, sending an emanation of light from our hearts up to a giant orb located over the heads of all of us. Grow this energy strong and bright, a ball of pure, undifferentiated healing light to be used as each of us most needs it. And knowing that healing has already begun, bring to mind a condition in your life that you would like to heal. It may be a physical condition. It may be an emotional condition, or one pertaining to the relationships or circumstances of your life. Something that feels out of alignment with your highest good and happiness. See what feels most important and identify one condition rather than a list of complaints. Listen to your inner guidance about this to discern where you have the most passion to heal, not just where you think you should heal. And bring this condition vividly to mind. Being aware of all the ways it limits you, all the pain and dis-ease it causes in your life. Identify how the experience of this condition affects your body. Notice where you carry any physical and or emotional distress in your physical body. And give your full attention to this pain, discomfort, this unhappiness. Letting these feelings even get a little bigger. We so often do anything we can to avoid feeling. In this moment, just be with it. Don't try to push it away. Recognize that letting uncomfortable feelings surface now will help release them from your body and mind. Let these feelings draw you back into the past, to a time when you were very young, when you needed something and didn't get it. Let a memory float into mind. Don't choose it so much, just let it easily come to you. Don't try to figure it out or question whether it's the right one. Trust that it is. You may go back to the physical manifestation of the condition you wish to heal. You may go further back to the emotional roots. Or you may not know why you've gone back to the time you did. That doesn't really matter. And let yourself re-experience this time in your life as if it's happening now. Step into the younger body. See your surroundings. Notice who's with you and who isn't. Allow events to play through as if for the first time. And experience not getting what you need. Feel the emotions of it. Let tears come if they need to. Or let yourself rage in your imagination. As you open to feelings of anger, sadness, fear, or powerlessness, imagine that as these feelings come up, they're leaving you. So take a moment to do this, to allow this process to unfold. Be with it. Allow yourself to feel. And what you're going to do now is change the past. To help you with this, you'll be joined by a guide. This guide will be the perfect healer and helper for this task. It won't be any person you've ever met, because all human personalities have imperfections and limitations. This will be a spiritual being or spiritual aspect of yourself who will appear to you in whatever form you most need. One that's strong enough to protect you, loving enough to accept you unconditionally, wise enough to know exactly what you most need, and who is willing and able to give it. So let your guide come to you now. In your imagination, notice the gender, the age, the physical characteristics of your helper. Fill in the details. And feel him or her close now, touching you, saying your name. If you find that you don't feel completely safe, completely loved and accepted in exactly the way you most need, send this guide away. and call in another. And when you have just the right one, take a moment to just be in her or his presence. Let yourself be filled by the tremendous love this being has for you. And now, with your guide, return to the scene from your past, the time when you didn't get something that was needed. Know that something about this time of your life set a pattern in place, a pattern that has shaped your experiences ever since, setting limits on the health, the love, and the well-being you've allowed yourself. Also know that the linear order of time is an illusion and doesn't exist in the spiritual realm. So let us now invoke the power of our healing circle to soften the illusions of the physical realm, allowing us to access this moment from the past in order to create something different. All you need for this is your imagination. You don't even need to believe. Just let it come to life in your mind's eye, with your guide present to assist you. Let this scene from your life play through again, imagining it vividly with yourself in it. Only this time change it so that you get what you need. If you need protecting, imagine your guide there keeping you safe. If you need to speak words or cry tears or express rage, imagine yourself doing this safely. If you need love, support, acknowledgement, or respect, imagine having exactly what you need with the help of your guide. Whatever the people in your life aren't there to give, your guide supplies perfectly. Completely transform the scene until it feels better, until you feel at peace in it. And now picture the people who weren't there for you, who weren't able to give you what you needed. See them as frightened, hurting children, also in need of protection and love. If you can give this to them, do so. If you're not yet able to give this, picture each of them now with their own healing guide, who is giving them the love and protection they never received. In this way, you're starting a healing ripple back in time, perhaps affecting generations. And with your guide still present, now come fully into the power of your current adult self. Picture the person or people from your earlier scene and hold the intention that healing and forgiveness now happen between you. Imagine that any bonds of pain are now released. So there's nothing tying you together except love. And once again, become aware of the orb of healing light we created above our circle. And imagine infusing this moment from your past with all the power and beauty of this orb. Imagine healing light completely melting away any pattern of dis-ease that started in this moment. Picture it healing all the other people who participated in this past experience. Let the light erase everything but love and harmony. And this may be as far as you take your healing. The next step is optional. So if this is your stopping point, simply be with your guide for as long as you like. And when you're ready to finish, thank your guide, thank the souls in our circle, thank all the unseen spiritual forces of light and love who've been with us. And bring yourself back with some deep, full breaths. And if you'd like to proceed, thank your guide and let him or her go. This is the guide of your past and present life as you know it, and will not be with you in your next step. The full magnitude of your healing lies one step further, beyond a threshold that is now coming into view, and you will have another guide for this. This is the next step, and it's one that you may take now or later. The step isn't impatient for us. Each of us has our own path and timing. Sometimes to sit at the threshold and take stock is exactly the right thing to do. So it's important to listen to your own inner wisdom regarding this, because the power of group spiritual work here is significant. As we hold the intention in the context of this healing circle, to fully claim our wholeness, it may happen more quickly than we expect. It may never be possible to live our ordinary life again. Along with the desired gift of healing, we may receive other, possibly less welcomed gifts. Compulsions to act, where we've become comfortably passive. Or the ability to see ourselves so clearly that we can no longer honestly claim the role of victim. Or the knowledge that we've outgrown circumstances of our lives before we know what will replace them. Or a new inability to be who others want us to be. And there may be any number of other forced evictions from our comfort zone. So simply stand at this threshold for a moment. See who waits one small step beyond to guide you through the realm of your own self-created demons. This guide will wear whatever face you need it to, so look now and see who's there. Who you see may be completely different from the guide of your past, but be assured that your new helper's love is just as big. And fully experience this moment between worlds. The guide of your past is gone. The guide of your next step won't intervene until you've chosen to cross the threshold. This moment is for you alone to take stock and decide. And if you decide to stay where you are, recognize this to be a powerful place of being before you move on. And in this space, your spiritual work is to practice self-love. For when you truly find compassion and acceptance for who you are, for where you are, and for all that's been, you'll find that you're ready to take the next step. If you choose to cross the threshold, taking the first step of the hero's journey, do so now and feel a rush of healing power fill you, body, mind, and spirit. Be in it. Feel it. Let it fill you from head to toe. And now there's nothing more to do. Your journey will find you, as will your healing and wholeness. It's no longer yours to know how or when or what. Your intentional step has surrendered up your ego's plan to a higher plan. Feel yourself now bathed in a golden light, and take a moment to be with your new guide, who may have something to give you, or show you, or tell you, or offer you in some way for the journey ahead. Just take it in. Surrender, and know you can trust the process of life. And when the experience feels complete, let it go. But know your guide will remain with you, even when your attention is elsewhere. Thank both of your guides. Thank all the souls in our circle who've participated in your healing. Thank the unseen forces of light and love who've been with us in this work. Take some deep breaths to bring yourself back to a normal waking state. Stretch to help you feel back into your body and come back feeling refreshed, alert, and peaceful.